A whole lot of brand new tech gadgets are flying off the shelves this holiday season. Computers, tablets, smartphones are every place. But when you get that shiny new digital thing, what do you do with your old one? Well, here in Washington State, it should be recycled. It's the law. KUOW reporter Jamala Henderson finds out what happens with your old tech trash.
There's a lot of activity on the loading dock of Total Reclaim. Everywhere you look, old TVs, computer carcasses, and other electronic stuff is piled high, and trucks are constantly bringing in more. This is where electronic products go to die and sometimes be reborn. They're recycling around 100,000 pounds of e-materials every day.
Every old TV has lead glass. Every single one.
Craig Lorch is vice president and co-owner of Total Reclaim. He says an old television will eventually end up as several different raw materials. It's his company's task to take it apart, crunch it up, and send it on to other vetted companies to be either fully destroyed or recycled into something new.
When we take apart a television, part of our glass goes to concrete here locally, and part of the glass goes to Mexico for cleaning and then on to India to be made into new televisions.
Lorch says they recycle whatever they can locally, but in some cases, the materials they deal with have to leave the country.
We don't have any precious metals refiners in the United States. We don't have any copper smelters, true primary copper smelters in the United States. So there's a lot of materials that go global, whether we like it or not.
When Total Reclaim gets a product and they're not sure what's actually in it, they'll research it, even sending it to a lab to get a breakdown of the ingredients. And occasionally, they do get the odd thing showing up.
We work with U.S. Customs. Sometimes we'll see a counterfeit material that they've seized at the border, and it won't be allowed to be sold. I've got a fake iPhone.
But Lorch says keeping on top of where all the materials should go is a never-ending process. He says as a business, their goal is to be able to recycle anything with a battery or a cord.
We keep looking for new opportunities. Who else is doing something with this material? How can we recover it and make sure that we're trying to think one step ahead of the crisis?
In the 5 years Washington's e-waste program has been going, the program has recycled a little over 200 million pounds of e-trash. That's according to the State Department of Ecology. But that's a drop in the bucket. Jason Linnell is with the National Center for Electronics Recycling.
We're selling more across the country. We're putting more into the market year after year.
We're talking TVs, computers, computer monitors, and cell phones. And according to research from his organization,
it's right around between 1.5 to 2 billion pounds each year are put into the market of these common types of electronic devices.
Miles Kuntz is with Washington's Waste to Resources program. He says before the state law went into effect, most of those old electronics were going into landfills, and that wasn't good for the environment.
It contains barium, cadmium, chromium, lead, things that shouldn't be in the landfills and could eventually leach out of the landfills into the environment and potentially even into our food chain.
But now manufacturers pay fees to make sure the products sold in our state get recycled towards the end of their life. The state has 330 collection sites where people can take their old electronics. Miles Kuntz says it's charities like Goodwill and the Salvation Army that now make up the backbone of the state's collection program.
Goodwill and other charities often got dumped on because people would bring electronics and say, oh yeah, my TV works, and then the Goodwill would find out it didn't. So they ended up having to trash the materials, either recycle them or take them to the landfill. And it costs them a lot of money.
Kuntz says now they get paid by the pound to turn in those boxy old TVs, computers, and monitors. Right now, the law doesn't cover every electronic product. Miles Kuntz says ecology officials want to expand the program further to include things like old printers, scanners, and VCRs, and other assorted electronic products. But that would mean changing the current state law. One more thing. Before you ditch that old computer, you might want to make sure to erase the data first. The best way to do that, according to some experts, is to use a software program that will wipe the drive. But Craig Lorch from Total Reclaim says if the machine wasn't working to begin with, you should just take out the drive and drill a hole through it. Or you can shred it up into small bits and recycle the metals. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.